建造基督的身体。
Praise the Lord that when we're in His house, we build His house in unity.
所以呢，当我们如果很认真对主的话认真的时候
，So that's why when we're serious about His word.
那主呢，常常愿意和我们来说话。
Then the Lord will speak to you.
按着我们在神面前，我们向他所问的问题。
For all the questions that we ask,
那神也愿意用他的话来回应我们的问题。
And the Lord will respond to us with His word.
所以每一次我们问神的时候，
So every time when we ask the Lord a question,
神都愿意按着他的喜悦，把他的话成就在我们的身上。
Then our Lord will through His word give us joy.
可是我们发现有很多的时候，我们不太想问神。
Then we realize that a lot of times we don't want to ask the question.
我们也不想要得到神的一句话。
And we don't want His word.
因为有些事情呢，我们一问的时候，
Because a lot of times when we ask,
好像把我们自己陷在一个光景里面。
Then we put ourselves in a position.
什么光景呢？
What is this position?
就是我们没有办法再做自己的主人。
Is that when we put ourselves in that position, we're no longer in charge.
我们一问主的时候呢，
When we ask the Lord,
主权就在他的身上。
Then now we give this power to the Lord.
所以当他一说话的时候，
So that's why whenever he speaks,
到底要听谁的呢？
Are we supposed to listen?
我们是听主的还是听我的心说的呢？
Are we going to listen to the Lord? Are we going to listen to ourselves?
就好像儿女们常常不太愿意问父母亲一样。
Just like the children, they don't want to ask the parents at times.
为什么呢？一问。
Why? Because whenever they ask the parents,
可能他们就失去做主权的一个机会。
Then they no longer can make their own choices.
因为他们都知道父母亲的答案是什么。
Because they already know what the parent would say.
因为可能呢，父母亲还没说话的时候，他们都已经知道了。
Maybe even before the parents spoke, they already knew what they're going to say.
我的儿子女儿呢，常常在我说话之前呢，他们就说我知道了，我知道了。
My son and daughter, they would always tell me even before I spoke.
你要讲什么，我都知道了。
We already know what you were going to say.
常常有时候我还没讲话，他已经把我要说的说出来了。其实我们也是这样，神要说什么，其实我们也知道了。只是到底我们有没有听而已。我们有没有照着主的话去行而已。有时候呢，我们得到了主的一句话，你发现，哎呀，我们生命就改变了，我们生活也有改变了。那真的就是我们愿意听他一句话，
你
会发现真的不一样。上个礼拜三，应该是上个礼拜三。我太太的车就坏了。那一天呢，星期三晚上有祷告聚会。我就想说，反正车坏了呢，我就不来参加祷告聚会了。
And I thought to myself, well, if my car broke down, then might as well I wouldn't come.
一天里面呢，我就想说，哎呀，我要通知家生。
So on that day, I thought I have to let Timothy know.
让他晚上的时候能够来带那个周三晚上的祷告聚会。
So that he would lead the prayer group meeting on that night.
所以呢，我就一直在思想这件事。
So I keep thinking about this.
就想到说啊，车坏了，我就不来聚会了。
I was still thinking to myself, if my car broke down, fine, I won't go.
然后呢，我太太呢就在我上班的时候不断的打电话给我。
And then my wife kept calling me at my work.
今天那个小孩子要怎么接送？
And then she talked to me how we have to arrange transportation for our children.
那你是不是要去接那个佳佳？
Now, are you gonna go pick up 佳佳？
我说我不要了，你还通知那个尹佩姐妹去接她就可以了。
And then I said, no, I can't. Find someone else to pick her up.
那接完之后呢，就请姐妹直接送回家就可以了。
And then after work, might as well ask the sisters just to take her home.
然后呢，下班之前呢，她又打电话来。
And then before I left work, she called me again.
然后就说有一个姐妹没有车，要去参加祷告聚会，你可不可以去接她？
And she said, well, there's another sister that wanted to go to prayer group meeting, but she couldn't drive, so can you go pick her up?
我就跟她讲说，我已经决定不去了，你干嘛还打电话？你就跟她讲说不要去祷告聚会了。
And then I told her that I already made up my mind that I would not even go myself, so I am not going to pick her up.
那后来呢？我就没有通知家生这件事，因为我心里就在那里琢磨，我到底要不要去祷告聚会。
And then at that time, I'm still a little bit confused. I don't know if I still want to come, so I have not called Timothy.
那一天呢，我就坐公车回家。
So that day, I took the bus to go home.
通常呢，都是我哥哥跟我一起上下班，一起下班。
Usually, I go home with my brother.
所以我开车的时候呢，我就载他回家。
So that when I drive, I would take him as well.
那天我的车坏掉了呢，我们两个就一起搭公车回家。
But that day my car broke down, so we took the bus.
啊，一到公车上的时候，他就问我，哎，今天星期三你晚上有祷告聚会啊？
So when we're on the bus, the first thing he said is, "Hey, it's Wednesday night. I think you're going to the prayer group meeting."
我说对对，那你车子坏掉怎么办？
And then he asked, so then your car broke down, what are you going to do?
啊，我就说向你借了。
And then I said, well, I will borrow your car.
那所以呢，一到那个车站，我们一起下车，他的家距离公车站比较近，所以我们就先走到他家。
So when we got off the bus, we walked to his house first, because his house was closer.
所以我就拿了他的车钥匙，我就开回家了。
And then I borrowed his car keys, and then I took his car home.
那时候心里就想说，啊，姐妹都没车，都要去参加祷告聚会。
And I thought to myself, the sister, she didn't even drive, and she wanted to go to her.
你自己没车，你不去参加祷告聚会，你还不想办法
？Now, if you don't have a car now, why don't you find a way to get there?
所以呢，那一天我开着我哥哥的车子，我就去接姐妹。
So that night, I took my brother's car and then I picked up the sister.
啊，反正一路上还是很感恩嘛。
The whole way, I was in grace.
我觉得主好像没有让我很懒惰，叫你不要参加祷告聚会。
God never forsaken me. He took me into His prayer.
啊，还是有主的话在那里保守。所以那一天晚上呢，我把车开回去，想说车还给他了，我自己要走路回家。我家距我这个家还是蛮近的。
Now after the prayer meeting, I took my brother's car home to his home, and I thought I would have to walk from his house to my house.
所以我把车子呢一停到他的车库，我大嫂就走出来说：“我送你回家。”
So the moment that I drop off his car, my sister-in-law came out and said, "Let me take you home."
他说我有一点事要出去办，所以我送你回家。我说好。
Well, I was going out, so might as well just take you home.
真的要感谢主，因为主呢常常预备许多的事，就是刚刚好。如果我们的心愿意顺服的时候
，So thanks to the Lord, a lot of time God arranged things just right.
那我们不太愿意听主的话，常常觉得主，哎呀，主你又说同一件事情，好唠叨哦。
A lot of times you would say that, "Oh Lord, you're saying the same thing to me again, and I don't want to listen."
主啊，你又讲这个事情，你好麻烦呢。
And I would say, "Oh Lord, come on, please do not say the same thing again."
好像主重重复复的讲一些事情，都是我们知道的。
Just like the Lord is repeating Himself so many times, things that we already knew.
所以呢，在我们心里面，我们就说干脆这个耳朵一关，什么话都不要听。
So maybe at that time we decided just to close our ears and we'll refuse to listen.
这样我就可以做我自己想要做的事。
Because at that time you thought that now you can make your own choice.
可是呢，这么一关呢
？But it is at that time when you close your ears.
可是我们还是听神的话。
When you close your ears, you still want to hear His words a little.
所以当我们把耳朵打开的时候，我们常常会告诉主。
So when you just open it up a little bit, you will say this to the Lord.
拜托拜托，讲好听一点的话。
And you will say, "Oh Lord, please say things that I want to listen."
我要听的是你能够成就的话。
I only want to hear your promise.
所以呢，当我听你的话的时候，说好听的话给我听。
So when I open my ears to you, only say things that I want to hear.
可是我们所信的神不是这样的一位神。
But I tell you that that's not our Lord.
因为圣经明明要说了。
Because the Bible it clearly says.
我们一起来念这在这个荧幕上的这一节这一段经文。
Together, let's read these verses.
我们一起来读。
Together.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。所以呢，在这里讲到呢，圣经神的话都是神他自己默示的。
So these says that all the words are inspired by God.
所以呢，要教训、督责、使人归正。
For profitable, for teaching, for reproof, and for correction.
教导人学义都是有益的。
For training in righteousness.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
所以呢，我们读神的话呢，还不是为着福音朋友预备的。
So when we're reading the words, we're not reading the word just for the gospel friend.
神的话呢，是为着神的儿女预备的。
God's words are prepared for His children.
所以呢，神的话可以叫我们完全，叫我们预备行各样的善事。
So that with God's word, we can be made complete and to do good work.
所以神的话一说出来呢，是要教训我们，督责我们，使我们归正，教我们学义。
So that God's word are made for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
所以主的话语呢，在我们的里面呢，就会改变我们。
So that's why His words will change us internally.
所以常常有人觉得读圣经上的话呢，好像读神话一样。
So a lot of people when they read the Bible, they thought they're reading the words of God.
他们觉得圣经上的话好像不太可信。
They're just reading a story. They thought that this is just all a myth.
实际上呢，是神的话在他们身上没有拘束的力量。
But in reality, it is because God's words does not have any staying power.
神的话在他们身上没有一个驱动的能力。
God's words does not have a constraint on them.
所以呢，他们没有办法感受到神话语的真实。
So for those people, they can never believe in these words.
我们来看马太福音第八章第十六节上面所谈到的。
But now if we look at Matthew chapter 8:16,
我们一起来读。
Together.
到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。这里讲到呢，主耶稣只用一句话。
Here it says that God only used a word.
他就把鬼都赶出去了。
And he cast out the demon.
并且治好一切有病的人。
And also healed all who were sick.
弟兄姊妹，这一句话到底是哪一句话呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is this word?
来，我们做个小小的测验。
Let's do a quick test.
这里有五句话。
Here,
你觉得主耶稣基督用哪一句话？
Here are five sentences. Which sentence do you think God used to heal?
把鬼赶出去了。
To cast out this demon.
第一句话是放心吧，你的罪赦了。
Okay, number one, it says, take courage, your sins are forgiven.
第二句是你的信救了你。
And the second one says, your faith has made you well.
第三句是从这个人身上出来吧。
And the third one says, come out of the man.
第四句话是康健的人用不到医生。
And the fourth one says, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician.
最后一句是你来跟从我。
And the last one, it says, follow me and I will make you become fishers.
到底主耶稣基督在赶鬼的时候他用哪一句话呢？
Which sentence you think he used to cast out the demon?
从这人身上出来吧。
Come out of the man.
最后一句话呢，鬼就听主的话。
Only this word, the demon was cast out.
他就从那人身上出去了。
It is for this unclean spirit to leave.
所以我就在思想主的一句话的时候，
So when I was thinking of God's word,
我发现圣经上常常主说了很多的话。
I realized that God speaks a lot of words.
可是有些话呢是重复的出现的。
But some of the words they repeat.
第一句话就是放心吧，你的罪赦了。
One of the words that repeats a lot is take courage, your sins are forgiven.
这句话到底是给谁的呢？
What are these words for?
哎，我思想一下，这句话给罪人。
Now these words are for the sinners.
主耶稣常常对罪人说：“放心吧，你的罪赦了。”
A lot of times Jesus would speak to the sinners and says, "Take courage, your sins are forgiven."
所以有一次呢，他遇到一个瘫痪的人。
There's one time he met this cripple.
所以他一看到他的时候，他就告诉他：“放心吧，你的罪赦了。”
And he talked to the cripple and says, "Take courage, your sins are forgiven."
主耶稣基督也不认识他。
But Jesus didn't even know this man.
可是第一次见面呢，他就告诉这个人说：“放心吧，你的罪赦了。”
But the first time he met this man, he said, "Take courage, your sins are forgiven."
这个人不能走路，为什么主耶稣基督不问他说：“你为什么不能走路呢？”
Now this guy was a cripple. How come Jesus didn't ask him, "How come you're crippled?"
让我来医治你吧。
Let me heal you.
可是呢，主耶稣一看到他的时候就说：“放心吧，你的罪赦了。”
But the first thing that Jesus said to this man when he met him is, "Take courage, your sins are forgiven."
所以这时候，在主耶稣旁边有一些人呢，他们就说：“除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？”
The people that are surrounding them at that time said, "Besides God, who can forgive sin?"
原来在他们的心里面，他们知道只有神可以赦免人的罪。可是他们问的问题非常的好。
But then the question that this bystander asked was a good question.
那时候他们并不认识主耶稣基督就是神。
Because at that time these bystanders didn't know Jesus was God.
如果他们认识主耶稣基督就是神的时候，
If they knew that Jesus is God,
他们就知道主耶稣基督是可以赦免人的罪的。
And they would have recognized that Jesus can forgive sins.
主耶稣基督他认识这个人。
Jesus knew this man.
好像在旁边的人不知道他犯了什么罪，圣经上也没有告诉我们这个瘫子犯了什么罪。
Jesus knew this cripple, even though the bystanders didn't know, and the Bible didn't write down what sin this cripple has committed.
可是主知道这个人犯了什么罪。
Jesus knew what sin this man committed.
他没有把他的罪 曝光在众人的面前。
And Jesus didn't just read out loud what his sins were.
可是主耶稣基督看到他就告诉他说，放心，你的罪赦了。
But Jesus only spoke to him and said, "Take courage, your sins are forgiven."
接下来才医治他的病。
And after he said that, then Jesus started healing
them. 那么发现呢，主耶稣希望一个人来到他面前的时候。
So one thing Jesus wants us to realize is that when we come to him,
是一个完成的人。
We come to him as a complete man.
在他的里面没有那样一个定罪的思想在那里。
That in him, he does not want to judge us.
所以有一次有一个犯罪的女人来到主耶稣的面前。
So one time a sinful woman came to Jesus.
所以她来到主耶稣面前的时候就不断的流泪。
And she came to Jesus and then she started weeping.
所以她的泪水就滴在主耶稣的脚上。
And her tears start dripping down on Jesus' feet.
然后呢，她就用她的头发去擦主耶稣的脚。
And after her tears wiped Jesus' feet, she used her hair to wipe it off.
不但如此，在那样的一个情况之下，她带来了一罐香膏，用香膏涂抹主耶稣的脚。
And not only that, she also brought with her this anointed oil, and she used this oil in Jesus' food.
所以在那样的情况之下，旁边的人就说：“这个人若是先知，必然知道这个女人呢是一个犯罪的女人。”
And then again, the bystanders surrounding them were saying, "If this man was a prophet, he would have known that this woman was a sinner."
这些人问的问题也非常的好。
And then these bystanders, they also ask a great question.
确实，如果主耶稣基督是先知的话，他一定知道这个女人是犯罪的。
In fact, Jesus was the prophet, and he must have known that this woman was a sinful woman.
可是我们看到主耶稣基督他大于先知。
But yet we know that Jesus is even bigger than just a prophet.
他知道来到他面前的人是一个犯罪的女人。
He very well knew that this woman was a sinful woman.
所以呢，他在这样的一个情况之下，他就赦免了他的罪。
So again, at that moment, he forgives this woman's sin.
所以他告诉这个女人说：“你的罪赦免了。”
And then again, Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven."
这个女人犯了什么罪呢？圣经上也没有说。
Now the Bible again didn't tell us what sins this woman have committed.
那可是呢，主耶稣就赦免她的罪。
But yet it said that Jesus has forgiven her sin.
好叫她能够来到主耶稣基督的面前，能够领受一份爱。
So that she can come to Jesus and receive her portion of love.
所以主耶稣就在当众的时候就说了。 因为他犯的最多，所以他得到的爱也多。
So in front of the crowd, Jesus proclaimed that because she was a big sinner, that's why she's going to receive big love.
所以当罪人来到神的面前的时候，首先领受到的是神的爱在我们的身上。
So for sinners, when sinners come to Jesus, the first thing the sinner is going to receive is love.
然而这样的爱，这样的恩典，不是叫我们继续犯罪。
Now this love is not for us to continue to live in sin.
这样的恩典，这样的爱在我们身上，是让我们能够得着赦免。
But this grace and love wants to forgive us.
不要再犯罪。
So that we will no longer sin.
然后我们看到这样的一个钉钉，那个钉钉吧。 有一个场景，就是钉钉把主耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候。
And next we saw this soldier, the soldier who nailed Jesus to the cross.
主耶稣基督向着他们就向天祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
And Jesus looked at them and then he looked up onto the sky and said, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they did not know what they did.
这些无知的兵丁在那里钉一个义的神在十字架上的时候。
These soldiers, they put on this righteous God onto the cross.
原本是罪人才被钉在十字架上。
Now, originally, only sinners were put on the cross.
是主耶稣基督并没有罪，他们却把他钉在十字架上。
But our Lord Jesus, the sinless one, was also put on this cross.
所以这时候，在跟主耶稣一同被钉的两边的犯人。
So at that time, the other people that are on the cross, on both his left and on the right.
他们在里面就有一个思想。
The robbers at that time they had this thought.
我们是犯罪的人，我们所做的呢是与我们相称的。
And they thought to themselves that yes, we have committed sin, so that's why we deserve to be on the cross.
所以他们被钉在十字架上是应该的，因为他们犯了罪。
Because of what they have done, they deserve to be on the cross.
可是他们思想到主耶稣基督并没有犯任何一件罪，为什么他要被钉在十字架上呢？
But when they look at Jesus, they realize that Jesus didn't commit any crimes, yet he was on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，就是要使我们的罪能够被他的宝血所涂抹。
Now brothers and sisters, Jesus went onto the cross so that we can be covered by his blood.
所以这就是为什么我们每一次来到主的面前,
so that's why every time when we come to our Lord,
主希望我们不要再把罪带回去,
the Lord doesn't want us to bring on our sins
anymore.
He doesn't want us to carry our sins anymore. Every time when we come to his house, by his blood, our sins are forgiven. So that now that we're forgiven, we can come even closer
to him.
So on one side we are in respect and fear, on the other side we are in love.
所以呢，我们发现主耶稣做医治工作之前，他常常要先把人的罪给赦免了。
One thing we should recognize is that every time before Jesus healed, he always forgives sins.
我们里面没有定罪的思想，我们才能够得到主的爱。
It is when we are no longer in sins, then we can receive his love.
常常我们里面没有办法得到赦免的时候，常常是因为我们不能够饶恕别人。
A lot of time when we don't think that we can be forgiven is because you have not forgiven the others.
所以我有一个老师呢，他常常在做医治工作的时候呢，他常常要问。
So I have a teacher, every time before he heals, he will ask a question.
在你心里面有没有你不能饶恕的人，不能饶恕的事？
And he says, is there anything in your heart that you cannot forgive?
如果有的话，他就要带那一个人做祷告。
If there is, then you need to pray with me.
他希望呢，在他为他治病祷告之前，先对付自己的罪。
And my teacher wanted this person to first forgive before he can be healed.
因为你不饶恕人的时候，常常那个病没有办法得着医治。
Because for the sick person, if you cannot forgive, then you cannot be healed.
第二句话，你的信救了你。
Now the second word that is repeated a lot is that your faith has made you well.
这句话要给谁呢？
Now what is this word for?
这句话给一切有病的人。
It is for the people that are sick.
所以我们读圣经福音书的时候, 主耶稣常常对着病人就说, 你的信救了你。
So when we read the four books of gospel, Jesus always said to us, the people that are sick, that said, your faith has made you well.
所以我们可以看到血肉的妇人, 她患了血肉, 用了她一生的积蓄, 找医生。
Now we know that this woman who has the blood disease, she spent all her money to find a doctor.
并没有得到医治,
but yet she could not be healed.
我们也看到瞎子, 生来瞎眼的人, 他来到神的面前, 主耶稣的面前, 求主的医治。
We know that there's a lot of blind people that they came to Jesus and they wanted to be healed.
我们也看到十个大麻风被主耶稣医治之后, 其中有一个怀着感恩的心来到主耶稣的面前向他说谢谢。
We also know that there are 10 people that had leprosy. They're all healed and only one man came back.
可是呢，主耶稣对这三种人呢都说，你的信救了你。
Jesus spoke the same words to these three type of people, that your faith has made you well.
他对血肉的妇人说，你的信救了你，你的灾病离开了你。
And she said to this lady with the blood disease that said, your faith has made you well and your sickness will go away.
他对瞎眼的说，你可以看见，你的信救了你。
And then he spoke to the blind and said, your faith has made you well, you will now see.
他对这个大麻风说，起来走吧，你的信救了你。
He spoke to the man with the leprosy and said, your faith has made you well. Now stand up and walk.
所以我们在这里我们可以看到我们个人的信心。
So here we see that we are personal belief.
是主耶稣医治我们个人疾病一个很重要的关键。
That our faith is a key point of Jesus healing.
如果我们在神的面前有这样的一个信心。
Now it is when we have faith.
知道他是医治我们的主。
To know that he is the God of healing.
我们就不断地来到神的面前向他直求。
We will keep coming back to him and ask him to heal us.
按着我们的信心，主就医治我们的疾病。
And through a faith, God can make us well.
可是我们又看到另外一个光景。
And then we see another condition.
圣经上就有说到百夫长为着他心爱的仆人。
Now there's this centurion. He came to Jesus for one of his servants.
他来到主耶稣基督的面前。
And this centurion came to Jesus.
主耶稣基督就说，那我到你的家里去医治他。
Jesus said, let me come to your house to heal your servant.
这白夫长就说，不要不要不要，你不用到我的家里。
And the centurion said to Jesus and said, no need, you don't need to come to my house.
你只要现在说一句话，我的仆人在那里就能得医治。
Just say your word and my servant will be saved.
所以主耶稣说，啊，在这以色列的百姓中，我没有看到信心那么大的。
And then Jesus said, out of all the Jews, you have the greatest faith.
所以圣经上就记载着说，当时那个仆人就好了。
It is at that moment the centurion servant got healed.
那我们又看到迦南的妇人来到主耶稣基督面前的时候，
we also see this woman from Canaan when she came to Jesus.
她为她心爱的女儿生病来求主医治。
And she came to Jesus and asked him to heal her sick daughter.
主耶稣就说，哎呀，这个救恩呢，好像应该先给以色列人。
Jesus said, Mark's salvation should serve the Jews.
一个迦南的妇人，外邦的女人，哎呀，这个救恩好像你不配。
You are only a Gentile, and maybe you are not worthy for my healing.
可是这迦南的妇人就说，就是狗啊，吃桌上来掉下来的食，那个碎片。
And then this woman said, even the dogs get fed by the leftover that fell down from the table.
主耶稣基督看到这个妇人的信心。
Jesus now saw the faith of this woman.
就跟告诉他说，你回去吧。
Jesus said, now you can go back.
你的女儿已经得着医治了。
Your daughter is already healed.
有一次我们又看到主耶稣基督，他跟他的仆人讲，
There's now one time Jesus said to one of his servants,
拿撒路睡了。
And says, Nazareth fell asleep.
我们去看看他吧。
Let's go take a look at him.
拿撒路睡了是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when Nazareth went to sleep?
就是说到拿撒路他已经死了。
That means that he died.
主耶稣基督原本可以早几天去看他的。
Now maybe Jesus could have come to him a couple of days ago.
你知道拉萨路跟主耶稣基督是好朋友来的。
You know that Nazareth and Jesus was good friends.
主耶稣基督也非常的爱他。
And Jesus indeed loved him dearly.
可是呢，主耶稣基督故意拖了几天的时间才去探视他。
But then we knew that Jesus purposely delayed a couple of days to see Nazareth.
可是那时候拉萨路已经死了。
Because at that time, Nazareth would have died.
所以呢，当他去探视他的时候，他的姐姐马大就出来说。
So that's why when Jesus got to the house, Nazareth's older sister Martha came out.
你早几天来就好了。
And she said, "How come you didn't come a couple of days?"
我的兄弟必然不死。
If you came a couple of days earlier, my brother would not have died.
所以主耶稣基督就告诉他，就说。
And then Jesus said to her,
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
The people that have faith in me, even they die, they will come back to life.
他说，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
It says the people that believe in me, they will never die.
所以呢，马大人针对这样的一句话呢，他就告诉说，我知道，我知道，以后呢，我们还在天上，还可以再见面。
So that Martha thought she understood, and she said, "Well, okay, fine, maybe we will be together again when we go to heaven."
可是他并不知道主耶稣的话是指着现在而言。
Because she didn't realize that Jesus is talking about this moment.
所以主耶稣基督又在说，你若信，你必看见神的荣耀。
Jesus said to her, "If you believe, then you will see the glory of God now."
所以拉撒路虽然在坟墓里面，当时呢，主耶稣就说：“拉撒路出来。”
So even though Nazareth was already in the tomb, Jesus said, "Come out."
所以拉撒路就从死里复活了。
Nazareth resurrected at that point.
所以在这里我们看到一个别人的信心。
So here we see the faith of these people.
因为这个人对那个人有一个深沉的爱在那里。
Because this person has such a deep love on another person.
主耶稣就因着这个人对那个人有爱。
That Jesus, because of this love between these two.
因为我们有爱，我们有这样的信心在那里。
Because through this love, there is also faith.
主耶稣基督就要医治我们所爱的人。
And through our love and faith, Jesus wants to heal the people that we love.
那我有一个同事呢，他就跟我们分享到。
So I have a coworker. He shared with us this.
最近他的女儿呢，被一种病毒所侵袭。
And recently, his daughter was bothered by some bacteria.
她一直都好不了。
And then she was struggling with some type of.
所以他们就去看医生。
So that the family took a daughter to a doctor.
看了很多的医生都没有办法解决他们的问题。
And they went to a lot of doctors, and no one could recognize what sickness it is.
所以他们就在那里寻求主的话。
So there, they start searching for the words of God.
所以夫妇两个重新在那里追求的时候。
And when the husband and the wife together pursue the words of God.
那他们是一对宣教师。
Now they are both missionaries.
所以呢，他们就从主的话觉得说这个是出于仇敌的工作。
And they both realized that this must be an attack from the enemy.
所以呢，他们就按着神给他们的话，他们把药给停了。
So then at that time, with the words of God, they stopped the medication for the daughter.
夫妻两个人就在神的面前同心合意的祷告。
So both the father and the mother, they pray earnestly.
那当然，很多神的儿女也为他们祷告。
And of course, other brothers and sisters also prayed with them.
当他们这样做的时候，身上的病毒就慢慢慢慢的减少。
It is through that exercise, that the bacteria become less and less.
那个病症呢，好像就越来越减弱。
And the sickness become lighter and lighter.
那直到现在我们还不断地为他们祷告。
And until today, we are still praying for that little girl.
所以那就是讲到我们的信心在神的面前需要有他的话语作为一个根基。
So brothers and sisters, what I'm saying is that faith comes with God's word.
如果没有他的话作为一个根基的时候，
without His words being our foundation,
我们的信心呢常常变得非常的虚无。
Then our faith will be without foundation.
会变成一个迷信来的。
Our faith will now becomes just a blind belief.
以为神会这么做。
You will think that God will do something.
可是呢，我们并不是真正那么认识神，要我们怎么行。
But we don't even know what God wants us to do.
所以我们就拒绝一切的事。
So that we'll start refusing everything.
可能我们就不愿意去看医生。
Maybe we don't want to go to the doctor.
可是实际上，现在主也给文明的世界医生们有智慧。
Reality, God already gave His wisdom to the civilizations, to the doctors.
借着医生，我们可以得医治。
So through the doctors, we can be healed.
可是许多的疾病，借着医生也没有办法。
But there are times when sicknesses cannot be healed by just doctors.
好像这个百夫长的仆人，这个迦南妇人的女儿，还有拉撒路。
Just like the servant of this centurion, this woman from Canaan, or even Nazareo.
这时候只有借着我们的信心。
And in those cases.It is only through faith
我们才能得医治
that we can be healed.
第三句话
And the third words that is repeated a lot,
从这人身上出来吧
that's come out of the man.
所以刚刚我们说过这一句话是给鬼魔的
We already talked about this. These words are meant for the demons.
所以从这人身上出来吧
So every time Jesus says come out of the man.
所以在福音书里面我们常常看到一些污鬼附在人的身上
A lot of times in the book of Gospels, there's a lot of men that are possessed by demons.
有一个男人他被鬼附着。
There's a man that was possessed by a demon.
主耶稣就告诉那个鬼说你不要作声从这个人身上出来。
And then Jesus said to this man that said, come out of this man.
后来又有一群鬼在那个人的身上。
And then there was a man who has a legion of ghosts.
主耶稣就告诉他们不要作声从这人身上出来吧。
And then Jesus said to these demons and said, be silent and come out of the man.
那有一次呢，有一个污鬼呢，就附在孩子的身上。
Now, there was a time when a demon was possessing a little child.
那孩子因为被鬼附，他不能够讲话，也听不到。
This little child has become deaf and mute.
可是他的家人把他带到主耶稣面前的时候，主耶稣就说：“你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你出来。”
And when the parents took this little child to Jesus, Jesus said, "You deaf and mute demon, come out of the man."
再也不要进去。
And you no longer return.
因此有一个女人呢被污鬼附了十八年
and then there was one woman, she was possessed by demon for 18 long years.
她弯着腰不能够直起腰来
and then she walked crippled and she can't even stand straight.
所以主耶稣一看到她们就吩咐她里面的鬼出来
and then Jesus saw her and told the demon inside of her, come out of this woman.
所以主耶稣再告诉她这个她告诉她一句话就是你要脱离这个病
and thenJesus also said, woman, you are going to be depart from this sickness.
所以当我们发现我们自己有问题的时候
So now when we have our troubles,
我们要以思想到底是罪的问题
When we have problems, we have to think about it is because of our sin.
还是我们身上有什么疾病的问题
Or is it because of our sickness?
还是鬼魔的问题
Or are we possessed by demons?
所以当我们认识的时候呢我们就能很清楚地面对怎么样来寻求主的话。
So when we realize what exactly is wrong with us, then we could ask for the right words.
所以呢，鬼魔是认识神的。
So now the demons, they knew Jesus.
所以我们如果愿意用神的话来对付他的时候
And now if we use the word of God to fight against them,
我发现他就要离我们远远而去。
Then we realize that they will then back away.
所以任何时候我们对于每一个问题我们都要很加以辨识。
So now, at different times, in different conditions, we have to first find out what's wrong.
有一次我跟一些弟兄到中国去就是参加聚会。
One time I went with a couple of brothers to China.
那弟兄是培训，我是去陪着聚会。
And then those couple of brothers are there for training, and I was just there to be with them.
所以在休息的时候呢，当地的教会呢就有弟兄姊妹。带着一位姐妹来说啊，这个姐妹呢被鬼附着，希望史弟兄能够去医治她，去把她身上的鬼赶出去。
And during the break time, a couple of brothers over in China, they brought over a sister and told us that she was possessed by demons, and they asked Brother Steve to help her.
所以呢，他们就把那一家人带，还有那一个女儿呢，就带到史蒂兄的面前。
So they took with her the whole family with this little child in front of the brother Z.
那史蒂兄之前就开始跟他有一些的对谈。
And then brother Z started talking to them.
所以呢，史蒂兄就向他说：“你相信主耶稣基督是道成肉身的主吗？”
And brother Z asked her, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Word became flesh?"
你说主耶稣基督是道成肉身的主。
Now proclaim and say it out loud that Jesus is the incarnated Word.
我再来讲一次。
Speak with me.
这个姐妹呢，她就说主耶稣基督是道成肉身的主。
And then this little child starts speaking up and said, "Yes, Jesus is the incarnated Word."
所以我们的弟兄就告诉众人说，这个姐妹呢，她不是被鬼附。
And then Brother C proclaimed and told the whole crowd and said, "She's not possessed by."
因为被鬼附的人没有办法承认主耶稣基督是道成肉身的救主。
Because someone who was possessed by demons.He would not have been able to say that Jesus is the incarnate.
所以我们的弟兄就为这个姐妹祷告。
So that our brother C started praying for this little girl.
然后教导这个姐妹要在她的行为上好好的改变。
And to teach this little child that she has to behave better.
在家中好好的遵循父母亲的教导。
That at home she has to follow the parents' orders.
不要任意妄为。
So that she cannot just do whatever she wants.
所以就在那样一个情形之下，众人能够明白。这件事情到底是怎么样的一回事？
And now everyone come to realization what actually happened.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们运用权柄来赶鬼。
So brothers and sisters, at times we use the power to cast out demons.
可是我们又看到，有时候神的儿女会陷入迷惑跟引诱之中。
But there are other times that we might just simply get confused.
所以撒旦常常会用一些事情来引诱我们、迷惑我们，叫我们离开正常的一个信仰的生活。
A lot of times Satan, what he does is he uses things to tempt us and to confuse us.
所以这个时候呢，我们就要用宣告斥责的方式。
So it is at that time that we have to use the power to criticize.
叫仇敌退到我们后边去。
And to ask the demon to go behind us.
第四句话是，康健的人用不着医生。
Fourth words that are repeated a lot is that those who are well have no need of a doctor.
这句话给谁呢？
And what is these words for?
给这些不信从神的人。我们发现主耶稣基督对不信的人常常讲到一句话，就是康健的人用不着医生。
Some words that are repeatedly used for the people that don't believe is that those who are well don't need a doctor.
有病的人才用得着。
It is those who are sick that need a doctor.
我来不是招义人，乃是招罪人悔改。
Come to this world not for the righteous man, but for the unrighteous man.
今天我们不信这位主耶稣基督。
Today, if we don't believe in Jesus,
是因为在我们的身上，我们对他还不明白，还不认识。
Maybe because we still don't understand him.
可是主耶稣基督来到这世上的目的，
but there is only one goal when Jesus came to this world.
却是要寻找一切不信的人回到神的家中。
And his goal is to bring in all the people.That believe in him into his house.
所以当我们愿意接受主的时候，
so when we're willing to accept God,
主耶稣基督就在我们身上做了一个开眼的工作。
Then Jesus will open our eyes.
我们发现何等的奇妙，当我们一信的时候，
Then we realize how marvelous it is that the moment we believe,
我们的眼睛好像被打开了。
That our eyes are now open.
好像从前没有看过的事，现在都看明白了。
Just like things that we have not seen before, now all of a sudden we understand.
所以主耶稣基督要叫我们这一切不相信他的人能够进到他的国里面。
So Jesus wants all of us unbeliever to believe and come into his kingdom.
让我们能够成为一个蒙恩的罪人，在神的国度里面有一个盼望。
So that we can become blessed sinners and have eternal hope.
好像我们能够不断的在这世上把这样的福音往外来传。
So that we could receive His gospel and spread it out.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要认真的传这样的一个好的福音。
So brothers and sisters, we have to be serious about preaching the gospel.
不管他人的反应怎么样，当我们认真传的时候，
doesn't matter what the reaction you get when you are preaching the gospel.
若有人不信，这是他们的损失。
If people choose to not believe, that is their loss.
可是我们也不能因为说这是他们的损失，我们就不再跟他们传。
You cannot just say that, well, they're going to lose it anyways, then why bother?
所以只要真是我们还有关系在，我们就要不断地向他们来传。
So when we still have our last breath, we should still preach this.
这是主耶稣基督为什么要来到世上的目的。
And that's the single goal when Jesus came to this.
在我晚上呢，这里有一个小的这个疤之类的啊，青春痘。
on my face, there's this small little scar.
那我之前也有交通过，所以我会不断的去抠它、扒它。
And then I already told you before that I really like to play with this scar.
所以呢，有时候实在太痒，我手就会去抠它，那又结了一层痂，我就去把它拉掉。
So a lot of time when I scratch it too much, then it will have a thin layer of skin, and I'll peel it off.
常常跟碧霜讲话的时候，他就说你的手又在那里动。
And then when I talk to my wife, she would always remind me that hey, your hand is scratching your face again.
她说你不要动它就会好。
And then she said, if you stop touching your face, then maybe it will heal one day.
那差不多已经半年的时间，我看它都没好，我就去找医生。
And then it's now been half a year, it's still not healed, so I went to a doctor.
所以呢，我去到医生那里。
And I came to the doctor.
那医生的那个诊疗室呢，有一个那个皮肤癌的那个图画。
And then on the wall of the doctor, it shows a picture of what skin cancer looks like.
所以呢，医生还没来，我就站在那个图画看这个上面怎么解释。
Before the doctor came into the room, I started looking at this picture of skin cancer.
因为他叫我好好坐在那里，我也不想坐在那里，我觉得好无聊，所以我就看他那个上面解释皮肤癌是怎么一回事。
Well, the nurse asked me to sit down, but then I thought it was too boring, so I started paying attention to this poster.
第一次他走过我的时候，他只看到我在那里看。
So when the doctor came by, he saw me reading the poster.
第二次呢，他走进那个诊疗室，他还看到我站在那里看。
And then the second time he walked by, I was still reading that poster.
然后他就告诉我，我来让我看一看。
And then fine, he said, let me take a look at your scar.
你知道他第一句话就说，你这不是癌症。
And then the first thing he said to me, then don't worry, this is not cancer.
他说只是一个 pimple.
And he said, this is only a pimple.
然后他就告诉我说，你的症状不是在这一幅图，你的症状是在另外一个图上面。
And then he started explaining to me that my symptoms is not what is described on the cancer poster, but on another poster.
他只说，你不要用手去抠它。
And then all he said was, stop touching.
你不要去撕那个痂，不要去撕这个皮。
And stop peeling your skin.
时间过去就会好了。
It will just take some time, but it will heal.
跟我太太讲的一模一样。
Exactly the same words my wife told me.
可是他是医生，他比较有权威，对不对？
And I tell you that because he is a doctor, he spoke with power.
所以这几天我再也不去碰他。
So now I control myself not touching my face.
感觉上好像也比较好一些。
And I feel that it's getting better.
因为主耶稣基督也是这样。
But it is the same with Jesus.
他来的是要给我们生命。
That he came to give us life.
所以他来不是要带下死亡。
He did not come to bring us death.
他说信我的人就有永生。
And he said, whoever believes in me will have eternal life.
他说我赐给你们永远的生命。
I give you
eternal. 可是有一件事情非常重要，就是不要再犯罪。
But one thing you should pay attention is no longer living sin.
好像犯了，就好像我用这个手又去抠它，又去抠它。
When you commit sins, it's just like me scratching my face.
受不了又有犯罪。
Every time I can't hold it.
受不了又犯罪。
Scratch it, I scratch it again.
可是这不是主耶稣要的。
That's not what Jesus said.
今天我们信了主，我们就远离罪。
He said, when we have faith, we will depart from sin.
这个生命就一直跟着我们。
So that our life can grow.
最后一句话就是你来跟从我。
And the last word that Jesus says a lot is follow me.
这句话给谁呢？
What is these words for?
给一切相信他的人。
Is to all his believers.
给一切属主的儿女。
To give to all the children of God.
你来跟从我吧。
He said, follow me.
所以呢，我们从信徒到一个被主呼召的门徒。
So now from just the believers to the saints and disciples.
你会听到主耶稣基督常常跟我们说来跟从我。
You will see that a lot of times Jesus will say, follow me.
跟从主要做什么呢？
Now what do we need to do following?
第一件事情舍己。
First thing we need to learn is to deny ourselves.
所以我们看到马太跟这个撒该。
So that we see Matthew when he talked to Zacchaeus.
当主耶稣基督跟他们讲的时候，你来跟从我的时候，
when he said, follow me,
他们立即把他们那个钱财给放下。
The first thing he did is he put down all his wealth.
他们就来跟从主。
And he followed Jesus.
可是一个良善的这个良善少年官。
Now there is another wise man.
他还问主怎么样能得着永生呢？
And he came to Jesus and said.What do I need to do to receive?
主耶稣说你的这些遵守的，主耶稣就很喜爱他。
And then Jesus says, "Well, you have followed all my commandments, and I like you."
所以主耶稣基督不但这样，你还要放下一切来跟从我。
And then Jesus said, "The only thing that you need to do now is put down everything and follow me."
可是我们都知道，他就忧忧愁愁的走了。
But we know that this young man, he went out in sorrow. So the first thing we need to learn to follow God is to deny ourselves.
And
the second thing we need to do following Jesus is to hate man. Because Jesus wants us to be saved more.
他要我们去把更多的人带到他的家里面。
He wants us to bring more people to him.
第三件事情,跟从主做什么呢?
The third thing we need to do to follow Jesus.
跟从主来背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
We will bear our own cross.
常常我们都觉得背十字架非常的辛苦。
All the time we thought that the cross is so heavy.
可是当我们看到马太福音的时候, 主耶稣基督告诉我们什么是背十字架。
But when we read the book of Matthew, when Jesus explained to us what does it mean to bear a cross?
他说, 爱父母胜于爱我的,不配跟从他。
Jesus said, whoever loves their parents more than they love me, they can't follow
him. 或者爱妻子过于爱他的,
whoever loves their spouse more than they love Jesus, they can't follow him.
也说到爱儿女过于爱他的,
whoever loves their children more than they love Jesus, they can't follow him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, whoever we love, that's our cross.
可是呢, 不是我们所不喜欢的人才是我们的十字架。
Not only the people that we don't like are our cross.
这里说到, 不是那些困难的人是你的十字架。
Here it doesn't say that it is not the people that give you trouble that are your cross.
不是你讨厌的人是你的十字架。
It is not the people that you hate that are your cross.
是你非常非常喜欢的人事物才是你的十字架。
It is the people that you love and care about the most, they are your cross.
你的父母亲是你爱的人。
Your parents are the one that you love dearly.
你爱他们要, 你们, 我们要爱主胜过爱他们, 这样的一个爱我们才能够跟从主。
But I tell you that you have to love Jesus even more than your parents for you to follow God.
我们都爱我们的先生, 我们或是我们的太太。
And I'm sure we all love our wives and husbands.
我们先要有这样的爱, 爱主胜过这样的爱的时候, 我们才能够来跟从主。
Tell you that we have to love Jesus even more to follow God.
一样，我们爱我们的儿女。
And by the same token, we love our children.
当我们爱主的心胜过爱儿女的时候，我们才能跟从主。
But it is also when we love God more than we even love our children.
今天你说你不爱你的父母，你不爱你的妻子、先生，你不爱你的儿女。
Today, if you say that I don't even love my parents or my spouse or my children.
可是你却在那里说要来跟从主。
You say that I want to follow Jesus.
想想看我们怎么跟得上呢?
And I tell you that there is no way.
主耶稣一定叫我们你先回去。
And Jesus will for sure tell us to go back home.
你先回去好好爱你的父母。
Why don't you go back home and first learn to love your parents?
你先回去。
And go home.
把你的先生把你的太太爱得好。
Go home and first learn to love your husband and wife.
甚至呢先回去把儿女好好的爱好。
Even more, why don't you go home and first learn to love your
再来跟从我。
After you learn that, then you
can 你的爱如果没有胜过这些的爱, 怎么样来背十字架跟从我?
Because you first learn to love, then you have to love even more for you to bear.
所以这是主在我身上的呼召。
So these are the words.
出于神的话, 没有一句不带能力的。
That's his callings, and all words from God are with power and strength.
怎么样得到主的话呢?
So how do we receive these words?
放心吧, 你的罪赦了。
Take courage, your sins are forgiven.
你的信救呢?
That my faith has made me well.
对鬼魔说, 从这个人的身上出来吧。
To demons, we say, come out of the man.
看见的人用不着医生。
And for the people that are not sick, it is not those who are healthy who need the doctor.
你来跟从我吧。
And lastly, follow me.
因为出于神的话,
because for nothing will be impossible.
没有一句不带着能力。
Nothing will be impossible with God.
怎样得到主的一句话?
So how do we receive his words?
我们一定要常常读主的话。
We read his words.
把主给我们的话记在我们的心里面。
We remember his words.
时候到了主就与我们有交通。
When the time comes, his words will become his fellowship.
得到主的一句话要做什么呢?
And after we receive the words, then what?
弟兄姊妹, 得到主的一句话, 愿意主的话成就在我们的身上。
Brothers and sisters, after you receive the words, make it come true.
主的话成就在我们身上的时候,
when his words actually take a hold of us,
我们按照主的话去相信他,
then we through the direction of his words, we follow.
我们就能够从神领受到这一切的福分。
It's at that time that we will receive our blessing.
在美国东岸呢, 有一群人,
in the East Coast, there's this group of people.
那叫阿米许人。
Oh, the group of people are called the Amish.
那在他们里面呢，他们中间有一个中心的教导。
And in them, they have a main principle that they believe in.
就是他们要过一个隔离跟避开的生活。
Is that they have to live an isolated life.
还有一个特别的词就是 shunning, S H U N N I N G.
There's a word that they use is called shunning.
那这个就是他们在这一群组里面一个中心的教导。
Now, this is the center of their belief.
他们从圣经上体会出这样的一个思想。
And it is from the Bibles that they claim they receive this principle.
当他们遇到人的时候，不断的告诉人要按着圣经里面的话去遵行。
When they meet other people, they'll say you have to follow the words of the Bible.
当人不遵行的时候，他们就跟他们保持一个距离，甚至隔离。
When the other people does not want to follow what the word tells them, they will isolate themselves from them.
他们跟他们离开的时候，目的呢是要那一个人知道，要悔改来认识神。
And when they isolate themselves from this group of people, the meaning is they want them to repent and come back to them.
所以那些人有机会回到圣经的真理的教导上面。
So those people can repent and come back to the word.
所以我们发现呢，他们因为那么的相信圣经，所以他们与世界有一个隔离的生活。
This group of people, because they believe in the words of God, so they are isolated from all the non-believers.
直到今天，他们中间仍然没有电，没有汽车，也没有电视。
Until today, they still live their lives without cars, without electricity, without TV.
可是呢，他们不是说这些东西不好。
They're not saying that these are not good things.
只是他们在他们的中间，他们发现了文明的社会发展。
But then the one thing they realize is that civilization brings with it something.
会影响到他们的家庭的体系。
It brings with them something that contradicts their belief.
会带给社区一个负面的影响。
The civilization will bring in the negative aspect.
所以为此这样，他们就愿意过那种生活。
So because of that, they choose to still be isolated.
忠心的按着神的话在那里彼此的生活。
To faithfully just follow the word of God.
这些日子在我们里面，我们也有一句话。
Now there's these words among us as well.
就是我主的话说，人若自洁，就要脱离卑贱的事。
He said.If we want to follow God, then we have to first humble ourselves.
就必做贵重的器皿。
Then when we humble ourselves, then we will become a noble vessel.
成为圣洁，合乎主用。
To be a noble vessel, to be righteous, and to be used by God.
不在年初的时候，我们英文的聚会有这样的一句话给我们。
In the very beginning, the English meeting group gave us this word.
就是在我工作的地方，这一句话好像也成为今年的一个中心的教导。
Just like at my workplace, it has now become the theme of my year.
好像成为圣洁是一个重要的事。
Is that to be righteous is an important thing.
主的话在那里提醒我们。
So God's word is reminding.
我们是不是愿意遵行呢？
Are we willing to follow His word?
当我们如果读主的话，
When we read His word,
愿意主的话成就在我们身上。
When we let the words take a hold of us,
那我们就不再看圣经是一本文学的著作。
This book is no longer just a literature.
这本话圣经就可以发出它的力量。
This book is with power.
我们来唱诗歌434首。
Now let's sing Psalm 434 again.
信靠耶稣何其甘甜。
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus.
这里说到信靠耶稣何其甘甜，抓他话语做把握。
It says, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him as his word.
安息在他应许上面，只知主曾如此说。
Just to rest up on his promise, just to know this says the Lord.
主的话是新鲜活泼有功效的。
God's word is living and with power.
让主常常向我们来说话。
So let God speak to us continuously.